Now, for years, small towns in rural Ireland and villages have struggled to survive as people gravitate towards larger urban centres for work and education. But the pandemic has made life for many in rural Ireland even tougher, with the closure of social hubs like pubs, community centres and churches. Last week, I visited the village of Upper Church in County Tipperary to see what effect lockdown has been having on the community there and the people who live there.
The Tipperary village of Upper Church on a Friday afternoon. Normally an active place with people coming and going, but in recent times, the only sound to be heard is crows nesting in the churchyard. Disturbed only intermittently by the sound of a passing tractor. It is a village like many others in rural Ireland, which has lost its vitality due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, well, welcome indeed to Upper Church, Justin. And it's a very unique community. As you can see, we're right in here among the hills and surrounded by hills. And I always think that builds a very strong sense of community, because life is that little bit tougher and you need people around you to survive. So the community linkages have always been very, very strong.
John G. O'Dwyer knows this area well. He's a Tipperary native and the author of several hillwalking books. And he says the pandemic, with the shuttering of the pub, the church and the community hall, have had a dramatic impact on community life in a village like this.
Rural decline has been there all the time. It has been happening. It has, of course, been accelerated by COVID. And, of course, there are three pubs unusually in this village, and they are closed. And what I think the important thing to remember here is that the pub is just more than what it is in the city, which is a place where you meet friends and you have a drink. You know, they tend to be social hubs where people come together, where the news of the community is interacted. So I think when you lose the pubs here, and the post office is gone as well as that, you lose that kind of social interaction. And the thing that maybe makes, you know, living in these communities, a much more pleasant experience than for these people in the area rather than in an urban setting.
For the last few months, many of the people living here in Upper Church and in neighbouring parishes like Bohorlann, where Helen Dwyer is from, have become detached from their communities.
Well, since the COVID started, I realise I don't see many people, and I'd say people are very lonely and isolated.
There are no shops in these parishes, no parks, no greenways, no beaches, very few places where people can interact. And for months, people have had nothing to do.
We were tipping over. The pub was there, the shop was there. People were socialising because of it. Now there's nothing happening. So they can't, there's no place to go. The only advantage is we have a track in the GAA hurling field, and it's great to see people using that and walking around. Other than that, there's nothing in the village.
And that loss of community, the loss of a support network that many rural people rely on, is something that can have a profound effect.
I'm a young man. I won't be 84 till May, so I'm quite young.
This is Con Ryan, a farmer who lives in the hills near Upper Church.
Yeah, we have a big family. We have nine, and they're scattered around the world. And I was making the point to somebody, particularly in these times, the Zoom, the communication is great. Now, I'm not into it myself, but it is set up, and I think it was last Sunday week, the whole family were on, one of them from Australia, a couple of them in France, in England.
But technology, as he explains, has its limitations.
Well, but there was something that was really helping me. And that was a brother of mine died. He was in Dublin. He had a pub in Dublin in his working life. But he was in hospital for 7 weeks, and I couldn't go see him once even. I found that hard. And I knew he was dying in the last month particularly, and still couldn't go to see him.
I'm very sorry to hear that. That's very, very tough, isn't it?
That is tough, yeah. No doubt. Now, the funeral then, of course, we couldn't have only... Even my own family, I think only three of them out of the nine, and they'd all have been attached to him. He had no family of his own. They'd all have been very attached to him.
And of course, in an area like this, I know he was in Dublin, but you'd normally have a great sense of community around here, that you'd be able to meet people after Mass and so on.
You would, of course. You'd have them all here. You'd have the people. Would not only that, but when the news spread in the community that he had died, the house would fill with people that night, and there is a therapy in it. Now, often people are inclined to be critical of funerals and say there's too much socialising or drinking or whatever, but there's a great therapy in it, and certainly I missed all that. But look at your life goes on. Yeah.
And the absence of that therapy that Con speaks of, a sense of a community rallying around to help a bereaved person, is, according to parish priest Father Tony Ryan, one of the biggest losses felt by rural communities during the pandemic.
They come and it might be with a word or with a handshake. They support the people. They assure them they're there for them. And all of that is gone, Justin. Now, I'm sure they miss it so, so much, because we're great to carry people through bereavements. No question about that.
News of what goes on in a community like this is usually shared through conversation outside the church or in the pub.
Well, the pub was here since the mid-1920s. My dad took over here in relation to his left the place. And he was here then running it until he died in 1957. So my mum ran it from then onwards.
Niamh Kinnan runs one of three pubs in the village. In normal times, a hive of conversation, gossip and social activity. But all that has been lost in recent times.
The social interaction has been lost. And I fear a lot of people, even from the point of view of even church, pub, anything other thing, the people won't go out because they've kind of got used to staying at home. And if you were driving regularly, you know, in 2019, and you haven't been able to drive outside 5 miles, or one stage there was 2 miles you couldn't go past your home. Like, people have lost that confidence, especially I'm talking about older people now. They have lost their confidence, definitely, that I hear a lot of people saying they're afraid. So the longer they stay in lockdown, the more damage has been done, both socially, mentally, and of course business-wise. It's catastrophic.
Well, kind of down there at the school. The main hurling field is down in Drumband, the other end of the parish, but the hurling field is here beside the school.
Out on the main road into Upper Church, John G. O'Dwyer points out how much of this village has been shut down because of COVID.
Certainly the pub would be open, people would be in and out and that kind of thing. And you can see how vibrant the place has been. I mean, that up to now, 3 pubs have actually survived here, which shows how vibrant it is. But now it's all very sad and silent, and you just hear the crows here. And I just feel we may lose the balance in rural Ireland. In other words, I think it's much better that we have the balance between urban and rural. And remember too that rural communities tend to have high levels of linkages, so they tend to be cohesiveness. In other words, you don't get the alienation from society generally that you can get in some of the huge anonymous urban housing estates.
But he says if rural villages like Upper Church are to survive after this pandemic, they will need a plan to attract and keep residents and workers.
I would like to see the social village concept where people can actually work from home, but they will also need to have schools for their kids, they will also need to be able to recreate, and they will also need to be able to shop. So I think that's what we need. But if this is to happen, I think we have to focus much more and recognise that the problems are greater in rural areas. And what I would think definitely is what we need at this stage is a minister for rural recovery who would look at that.
We officially closed on the 15th of March.
Back in Kinnan's pub in the centre of the village, Niamh Kinnan, the proprietor, is hopeful that the community here will rebound when the reopening comes.
I do worry about it, but then I have faith. I hope that it will. You know, as the saying says, we never died a winter yet. So hopefully, you know, that it will. And we have a saying here that we use in our development of the logo, Erskaw Akela Avarnadina, you know, under the shadow of people we live, so we all depend on each other to survive. And that's always been a hill spirit. It's very much as much alive today as it was 100 years ago.
And that was Niamh Kinnan, the proprietor of Kinnan's pub in Upper Church, ending that report.